This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much for being with us today on this Friday, where we have bombshell news out of Washington on the investigation into connections between the Trump campaign and Russia. Michael Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, has pleaded guilty to a felony, making false statements to federal investigators. According to the court filing by special counsel Robert Mueller today, Michael Flynn lied to the FBI about his contacts with Russian ambassador to the United States. Flynn resigned in February from the National Security Advisor job after the possibility of those false statements came to light. Now, you'll recall that earlier this year, former acting Attorney General Sally Yates testified before a Senate Judiciary Committee and told the panel that she tried to warn the White House about Michael Flynn, that just 6 days after President Trump took office, she told the White House counsel, told him that Flynn was lying to the vice president about his conversations with Russians, that the Russians knew it, and that the national security advisor was vulnerable to blackmail.
To state the obvious, you don't want your national security advisor compromised with the Russians.
Now, after that warning from Sally Yates to the White House, Michael Flynn remained in office for 18 more days and only lost his job after news of his false statements to the vice president broke.
You know, he was just doing his job. The thing is, he didn't tell our vice president properly, and then he said he didn't remember. So either way, it wasn't very satisfactory to me.
It wasn't very satisfactory to federal investigators either, or to a judge in federal court. Flynn is now the fourth Trump campaign official to be charged in the Mueller probe, and the first Trump White House official charged and to plead to a felony. In a statement released today after entering his guilty plea, Michael Flynn said this: after over 33 years of military service to our country, including 5 years in combat away from my family, and then my decision to continue service to the United States, it has been extraordinarily painful to endure these many months of false accusations of treason and other outrageous acts. Such false accusations are contrary to everything I've ever stood for, but I recognize the actions I acknowledged in court today were wrong, and through my faith in God, I am working to set things right. My guilty plea and agreement to cooperate with the special counsel's office reflect a decision I made in the best interest of my family and of our country. I accept full responsibility for my actions. Max Kuttner is here to help us understand all of this in this latest earthquake in the Mueller probe. He's senior politics writer at Newsweek, where he leads coverage of the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Russia investigations. Max, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're also going to get some legal perspective from Jennifer Rogers. She's executive director of the Center for the Advancement of Public Integrity at Columbia Law School and a former federal prosecutor herself. Jennifer, glad you're here.
Thanks.
Max, let me start with you, because you heard in Michael Flynn's statement after the rejection of charges of treason and sort of a burnishing of his military career there, that he is cooperating with the special counsel's office, that he's made that decision. The possibility of charges, Max, against Michael Flynn had been known for some time. So what's more critical to you here? Is it the guilty plea, the plea to a felony, or the fact that Michael Flynn appears to be cooperating fully with Robert Mueller now?
Well, I think what you just said is that he is cooperating is very significant. But I think also the details of this is significant. It's not just that he lied, but it's what he lied about. And this is something that we're seeing Democrats start to talk about, including Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee. She's brought this to light, that basically this shows that Mike Flynn was working on behalf of the Trump administration, talking to a foreign power before Trump was in office, which appears to be a violation of what's called the Logan Act. So it's the details here, not just the fact that he lied. And that's similar to what we saw with the charge against George Papadopoulos exactly a month ago or a little more than a month ago. It's not just that he made these false statements in the investigation. It's all the other details, what he was doing.
So Jennifer, Max says it's the details surrounding the lie in question that are important. But as a former prosecutor yourself, what do you see when you see someone like Michael Flynn plead guilty to a relatively narrow charge, given how broad Mueller's investigation appears to be?
Well, it's really interesting because prosecutors approach cooperating witnesses in different ways. Some offices, like my old office, require cooperators to plead guilty to all of their criminal conduct. Other prosecutors don't require that. So the fact that Flynn has pleaded guilty to one false statement charge doesn't necessarily tell us the whole universe of criminal acts that he has committed. It actually would tell us that if he were charged in the Southern District, but he's not. So it's not really clear what they they have on him. I mean, what watchers who want to see this investigation ensnare the president want to see is a charge of something related to the interference, a conspiracy to hack into the emails or to interfere with the election processes or something that's actually criminally chargeable. And so we don't yet know from today's events whether they have that or whether they're close to getting it. We do know that he's on board, and that means that he will provide them with everything that he knows. And also, they wouldn't sign him up if he didn't have information that is valuable to them in a prosecution or investigation of others. So what he has certainly will help them move the ball. The question is where.
The question is where, and Jennifer, give us a sense, if you can, and Max, I'll talk to you about this too, of the universes, the sort of intersecting spheres that investigators might be concerned about here. Certainly his interactions with Russians, that's stipulated because he was charged for that. There were also questions about Michael Flynn not disclosing his foreign lobbying status. He's not charged with that, but we know now that he was accepting money from the government of Turkey, that he didn't disclose those payments, and there may be questions in that universe as well.
You may see that come back in additional charges. I would be surprised, though, because certainly the registration charges are pretty easy, kind of ready to go. So I suspect that they won't charge him with that. And I'm not sure why that would be, unless they just feel like the one false statements count is enough. But certainly they will explore as much as they can who else was involved in terms of the Russia investigation. I mean, he indicated today that his contacts were directed by campaign officials. So, of course, the Mueller team now knows who those officials are from Mike Flynn. So they'll be exploring that further and seeing where they can bring charges there. The whole Turkey side of things is yet to be fleshed out. There was reporting that he had even talked about essentially a kidnapping rendition plot. That is currently uncharged, so we'll see where that goes. But those are kind of the universes. You know, he won't have any real information on the obstruction case because, of course, it was about interference with Comey's investigation and, about Flynn basically being under investigation. So Flynn is unlikely to have valuable information there.
So, Max, Jennifer is saying we essentially, of course, have two sides of this investigation. Let's not forget. There's the criminal side, potential obstruction of justice, illegal things. Michael Flynn has been charged with an illegal thing, a crime, lying to the FBI. There's also a counterintelligence side of his investigation. Are both of those things important here? If investigators want to know who ordered Flynn to talk to the Russians, why he was doing it in the first place before he lied about it, it seems to me that could have implications on potentially both sides of this investigation.
Right. And I think the counterintelligence side is actually the more important side here. When we first heard on March 20 during a congressional testimony from James Comey that this investigation was underway, Comey described it as a counterintelligence investigation. He said it could go in a criminal direction if necessary, but it really was counterintelligence. And that is the investigation that Robert Mueller was chosen to oversee. So I think they're less concerned with kind of these crimes like making a false statement. And really the thing to think about here is counterintelligence, which means whether foreign powers, were spying, were seeking information, what they got, if they got anyone, any Americans involved, what they know, how we can prevent them from knowing more.
And whether certainly when Michael Flynn talked to Russians before the inauguration or after, certainly before, whether he was told to do it potentially by the candidate, by the later president, Donald Trump himself.
Right. I think that's going to really be a major thing here today. And we're already seeing just moments ago the Trump administration or at least Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, trying to distance themselves from this the way that they tried to distance themselves from the previous charges. And you have his lawyer, Ty Cobb, saying Flynn was only in the White House for 25 days. Cobb even called Flynn an Obama official.
Distancing himself from the statements. And I'll read a little bit more of Ty Cobb's statement here. The false statements involved mere false statements to the White House, to officials that resulted in the resignation in the first place, basically saying, Jennifer, there's nothing new to see here. Michael Flynn got in trouble for the things we already knew he was in trouble for. But Jennifer, what would the president be worried about now, knowing that his former national security advisor has pledged what he calls full cooperation with investigators?
Well, he's certainly worried about what Mike Flynn is telling those investigators. I mean, we already know that he's told investigators that that his contacts were directed by campaign officials. I read earlier today, and I don't know if this was part of Mike Flynn's statement, but that the president himself knew of these contacts. That would be completely contrary to what the president has been saying publicly all along. So if Mike Flynn is in fact prepared to testify that others directed him to make those contacts and it wasn't him initiating them, and frankly that the president knew about these overtures and these contacts, that would be blockbuster news that would completely contradict what the president has been saying. Now, it won't necessarily mean that the president is chargeable with anything, but politically it would be quite the bombshell.
Counterintelligence bombshells tend to have political ramifications, probably not legal ones, for the president of the United States. Max Kuttner, you know, there was some news in Washington yesterday that surprisingly has been buried behind all of this, and that's that over the summer, the president was busy calling up, meeting in person on Air Force One and elsewhere with Republican members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, another committee that's investigating possible nexus between Russia and the Trump campaign, basically to tell them to back off, asking the chairman, Richard Burr, to back off, other senators as well. Put that into some context of what we're seeing today when the chief executive is calling up legislators and trying to shut down an investigation.
Right. Well, we had already heard that Trump had asked people to shut down these investigations. James Comey testified to as much previously before Congress. I think this is a really big deal that he was getting involved in the congressional probes this way. So now we know that he was attempting to shut down not only the FBI and Justice Department and special counsel probe, but also the congressional probes. And that makes you question what we're hearing from Republicans in Congress when they're saying, and I've been speaking with them in recent weeks, and they said, we haven't seen a single shred of evidence of collusion. We want to get this thing wrapped up very quickly. Democrats have been complaining to me about how quickly the Republicans are making them move, because as the majority party, the Republicans are the one who do set things like scheduling and issuing of subpoenas and things like that. So I think this is huge news. At the same time, the fact that the investigations are still going, I think, is a good thing. So if these conversations about shutting them down happened months ago, clearly, those requests were not taken very seriously, at least as we could see so far.
And back at the White House, as I let you two go, it's not just Michael Flynn. There are others in the White House orbit who are now going to be looking around as well, including Jared Kushner, Don Jr., Max Kuttner with Newsweek. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Jennifer Rogers with Columbia, former federal prosecutor. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.